Two words, can do or can't do, has a lot to do with whether you rise or fall, getting things done, the things you want to achieve in life and living. I'm Vashti McKenzie, and this is your wake-up call. Dr. Dennis Kimbrough writes that each of us is born with two minds, a can-do mind and a can't-do mind. He likens the mind to a garden in which we daily plant seeds or thoughts. These seeds, these think thoughts, fuel our decisions and determines our goal. If we plant positive, then we will reap positive. And if we plant negative, then the harvest will be the same. The possible becomes possible only after your can-do mind has nurtured the seeds of faith. The can-do mind leaps over oppositions towards achievement. It confronts critics and criticism. It begins with the premise that it can be. It can do, and all decisions and actions follows that can-do mind with the can-do mind says it can do. The can't-do mind has been spinning your wheels by feeding thoughts of doubt, lack, and uncertainty. The symphony of faith then becomes a jangling discord of fear and limitations. Whether one goes for the upgrade or settles for economy class, your mind has been at work either telling you that you can or you can't. When you make use of the can-do mind, you'll reap all of the blessings that it hears. To the can-do mind, all things are possible. Faith is the substance of things hoped and waited for. To the can-do mind, you will endure all things because all things work together for good. That's the Bible. To the can-do mind, God and not your employer is the supplier of all your needs. To the can-do mind, your upgrade is determined by the promises of God, not by the promises of humankind. In the Bible, David's can-do mind gave him the courage to confront Goliath. Deborah's can-do mind sent her into battle with Barak against God's enemies. Jael's can-do mind hammered a peg into the head of Sisera, the leader of the opposition. Esther's can-do mind took her into the royal chamber uninvited to save her people. Nehemiah's can-do mind took him from a good government job in Babylon to the dangerous, uncertain future of Jerusalem. Noah's can-do mind helped him to build a boat when there was no water for 120 years. And Jonah's can-do mind got him out of the belly of a whale. Harriet Tubman's can-do mind took her 19 times to the South to bring those enslaved to freedom. Rosa Parks' can-do mind sat her down in the front of the bus. Martin Luther King Jr.'s can-do mind pricked the conscience of the world. Nelson Mandela's can-do mind kept him sane for 27 years until he could lead South Africa as her president. Desmond Tutu's can-do mind made him stand for freedom in apartheid South Africa. Mary McLeod Bethune's can-do mind built a college in the middle of nowhere that has become somewhere, Bethune-Cookman. Quincy Jones' can-do mind got him out of a hospital bed after brain surgery to write some of his best work. You have a choice today. Which mind will rule your day? The can't-do mind or the can-do mind? I'm Vashti McKenzie, and I hope you will go with the can-do. So, what will your can-do mind accomplish today?